Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Game night for the Sabres. You'll see it on MSG. Hear it right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Panthers, so good. Just one home loss. That happened against the Kraken. And Buffalo looking to get back in the win column after a very difficult month of November. They will have Casey Mittelstadt back in the center position tonight. Assumption is Dustin Tokarski will be in goal. And, of course, we'll look forward to bringing it to you right here on MSG. But obviously an awful lot of attention right now, especially after Marty's recent scouting trip, has been on the prospects. And we love looking at what's going on in Michigan, obviously. But bigger picture, because you're never going to progress as an organization unless you cultivate some impressive depth through your drafts. And Scott Wheeler from The Athletic has joined us right now. Scott, it's great to see you. I know you're happier these days, as most of us are, with something close to normalcy when it comes to our jobs within the game and within media. Take us into a little bit of what led you to Michigan on your last road trip and ultimately the Sabre-related story that came from it.
Yeah, the trip just started as sort of an annual scouting trip. I like to get to Michigan two or three times a year to hit, obviously, the University of Michigan, which now has this historically talented team, and then in Plymouth to get to the National Development Program and see USA Hockey's under 17 and under 18 teams. So that's what this was originally about. And then whenever I go somewhere, it's always, okay, while I'm there, what kind of story can I tell? And Portillo was a kid who I feel like hadn't been given the kind of love and notoriety that maybe his peers on that team have. We hear so much about Beniers and Johnson and Power and those kids, right? So Portillo's become the backbone of that team. They had Strauss Mann last year, who was a junior goalie, Hockey East goalie of the year, a star, their captain. And because of Strauss Mann, Portillo, who was hotly recruited, a third round pick, the USHL goalie of the year, some notoriety himself, but because of Strauss, he just didn't play much last year. Yeah. And now that Strauss has moved on, he's turned pro and gone over to play in Sweden. Now we get to see what Eric Portillo is all about. And he's played all 16 of their games and been tremendous for them. So I wanted to kind of get to know him and dig in on his story and what last year was like, just not playing, considering he's always played at every level he's ever been at. And then what this season is like, on the flip side, just playing every single game, back-to-backs every weekend, and really thriving as the starter on a top team.
I'm so glad we have you on right now, because I went the weekend before that and they lost both games to Notre Dame, right? So the fans here in Buffalo were like, Marty, don't ever go back. You've ruined Power and Portillo. Don't go back. So I'm glad you went the next week and we have you on, because then you can tell it wasn't my fault. Notre Dame's a good team. To go back to Portillo, is it a little unusual for a European goalie to go this route, just because the Swedes usually stay in Sweden a lot longer? Like, usually you go play juniors in Sweden, then you play pro in Sweden. And then when you're 23, 24, you make your way over to North America. So this route that Portillo took, how unusual and how maybe trailblazing will it be for European goaltenders?
it's definitely unusual. It's definitely not the norm. He was connected through a longtime friend of his, Lucas Edmonds, who is now over playing for the Kingston Frontenacs and playing extremely well in the OHL. He was connected to Randy Edmonds, who is a prominent player agent. And Randy had the idea to pitch to him to say, look, why don't you go the college route? He's always been a good kid in school. He's always been interested in school. And the other piece of the puzzle was that Portillo was developed in Frölunda, which we know is one of the giants of European hockey. And he was a 2000 age birth year goalie in Frölunda. And they had actually two players with NHL aspirations who were goalies who were 1999s. So there were just always two kids who were a year older than him, who had a little bit more experience than him, who were always going to play on the U20 team or get the first promotion to the SHL team. And that just meant that it was going to be, if he stayed, he was in a top program, he was going to get scouted and he played well there. But it was always going to be hard for him to get from the under 20 team in Frölunda to the SHL club. And because of that, he just made the decision, okay, I'll jump. Part of that was the Sabres. The Sabres drafted him out of Frölunda, and then he made the decision after that. And I think they had also encouraged him to come over, play in the USHL for a year, and then you will be a high recruit into college hockey, which he was, and had plenty of schools to choose from. So it's worked out well for him. Now he's the starter, and all eyes are on him with that team, and eyeballs, as we know, roll through there on a consistent basis. So it's been really good for him. He's played well, and he's huge, which I think has the Sabres really excited, because he's 6'6", and when you're that big and playing as well as he is, you get it. Teams tend to get excited. So they're really looking forward to seeing what he does with the next year or two of his career here.
What do you make of a goaltender in this situation when the team is so highly regarded and has so much star power? And you personally, as someone who just devours video and knowledge of all these kids that are trying to make that jump, like, what do you see there, and what kind of challenge is this for a goaltender in this kind of setting?
Well, I think Mel Pearson and the coaching staff there would probably tell you that they actually give up more than more than they'd like, and that he has had to be the backbone of that team. I think on one hand, sure, they spend a lot of time in the offensive zone. But on the other hand, there's a give and take that comes with the style of game that they play and comes with the chances that a lot of their forwards take offensively. So they actually do tend to give up a lot in transition the other way. I wouldn't say that they're an extremely tight defensive team. There are a lot of high scoring games with that team. And so the fact that he plays well under those circumstances, and then on the flip side, that he gets to practice with those kids. He kind of joked with me in my sit down with him that he thinks his practices are often harder than the games, just because of the quality that he's facing against Kent Johnson and Matt Beniers and Brendan Brisson's one timer on the power play and all of those things. So it's definitely something that you have to consider, I think, when you're evaluating him, just to recognize that win column is going to be high for him. But I think even within that context, everybody realizes that, okay, this kid has played really well this year, and short of maybe being their best player, has maybe been their second or third best player.
Where is the road taking Eric Portillo? He's a sophomore this year, and he could probably turn pro as soon as next season, because you consider a year in juniors, 2 years in college. A lot of those guys you talked about, the Beniers, the Power, Kent Johnson, these guys may turn pro next year as well. So the team's not going to be the same in Michigan. What is the next step, and when will that step happen?
I suspect, I haven't had this confirmed, but the hunch I've had in talking to people at Michigan and in talking to Eric is that he will return for one more year. I don't think he's going to do his full 4 years. He wants to turn pro. I think they're expecting him to turn pro. But my sense would be that actually Devin Levi at Northeastern could turn pro at the end of this year. And if that happens, I would guess that Buffalo would prefer to stagger them and not have them both turn pro at the same time. And Levi, I mean, as good as Portillo is, Levi may be the better prospect there. So that they've got two assets to work with and two guys that they have to manage. So I think he may be back next year. And I think that'll be good for him to have two full years where he's the guy at Michigan. They are, you're right, going to lose a lot of guys this year, but they've also got another excellent freshman class coming in next season with Rutger McGroarty and several of the top players on the national development team. So they are still expecting to be a top team next season. And maybe if they look a little bit different, that gives him more of a challenge. So I don't have that confirmed, but I suspect that he's back for one more year next year and then turns pro as a junior.
Scott Wheeler from The Athletic is with us talking prospects. And since you opened the door, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had to pick one, is it Devin Levi or Eric Portillo for Buffalo's future?
I think Devin is the more impressive goalie. Portillo, I think both of them have a legit chance to be NHLers. And because things haven't gone perfectly for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, that's a big deal for them. So again, I think both of them have a chance. I think I'd be partial at maybe a little to Devin. Devin, obviously the size is a talking point. He's a smaller goalie, but the way he moves in the net, how firm he is on his outside edges to hold his positioning, despite being a smaller kid, he doesn't really swim in the net. Like, you don't feel like he's all over the place. So I'm a big fan of Devin, and he has been the MVP by a landslide with that Northeastern team, which has struggled in other ways and been held down by him. So I think they're both exciting goalies. They're both arguably top 10 goalie prospects in the sport. Neither of them are probably top three or four, but they're quality goalie prospects. So I think Sabres fans should be excited about both kids.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen often that we wait until almost the end of the interview to ask about Owen Power, but let's, you know, you got to see him. I got to see him on the Friday night against Notre Dame. He covers a lot of ice and he's big and he's got the stride. Looks a lot like Victor Edman, in my opinion, although that's a very high benchmark. What did you see and what impressed you out of Owen Power?
He was unbelievable last weekend against Niagara. It was probably the best I've ever seen him play. And I've watched a lot of Owen dating back to his minor hockey years with the Mississauga Reps. And he was just, it looked like he was on a different level out there last weekend. He was the best player on the ice in the game that I was at. He had the puck on his stick all game. He's really, really attacking with it. He wants to be in control of the game. I think one of the, not concerns, but one of the hesitancies that people had with Power last year was that as long as he was, as talented as he was, as great a skater as he was, people wanted to see him really take over games and really say, okay, I'm the guy, I'm going to have the puck, I'm going to be the one making the plays. And he's been doing that all year this year. He has the seam passes, the creativity, hanging onto it under pressure, walking off the line. It has been a ton of fun to watch. He's taken a big step. And I think he's the best D prospect in the world right now and one of the best young players in the world right now. And I think Sabres fans are going to be thrilled with what he turns into. So he looks really, really like the real deal here.
Anyone taught him how to shoot right yet?
No, that might hold him back here.
I think of Chris Chelios in his ambidextrous days when he's. hey, Scott, great stuff. Hopefully we can do this again throughout the course of the year. Your insight is amazing. And I'm really happy to hear that, you know, there is that normalcy and you're back doing what you love, being on the road an awful lot. We'll look forward to your continued work on The Athletic. Thanks so much.
It's been great. Thanks, guys.
All right, there's Scott Wheeler. We'll take a quick timeout, wrap up the Instigators on the Sabres game day next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.